Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon. I think we talked about this a little bit. You know, 2008, we know, was a very difficult year for everybody. 2009 will even be a tougher challenge for our customers, for our suppliers, and for our associates. Looking a little bit on the bright side, as Rafael mentioned, we have some experience managing crises here in Mexico. Personally, I was in Mexico during the 94-95 tequila crisis, I think it was called. And one thing I learned 14 years ago is that sometimes crisis does present some very interesting opportunities. So I've been with Walmart Mexico for 8 years, the last 4 years as chief operating officer. With the recent reorganization we're doing, it gives me and my team the opportunity to focus on our core business and also to align some of the central functions like logistics, retail development, and financial services to the new realities we're facing here in the market and that we're facing with our customers. So 2009, we think, has lots of opportunities. I'm going to take you through our strategy for capitalizing on those opportunities. First of all, for those of you that are new to Mexico, I'm going to very briefly show some highlights on the Mexican market. For those of you from Latin America, you've probably seen this, and I just ask you to bear with me for a little while. First thing to understand about Mexico is we are still a population which is predominantly low income in Mexico. In Mexico, there are also some significant differences between the low, middle, and high income segments. And so today, income continues to be the primary way to segment the market because income continues to drive purchase behavior more than any other variable. Let's go to the next slide. Walmart Mexico, our formats are lined up against income segments. Bodega Aurrera customers tend to be lower income households. Supercenter customers tend to be more middle income households. And Superama customers tend to be higher income households. Multi-format. We're a multi-format company. And one thing interesting about our multi-format strategy is it lets us penetrate markets more efficiently. This is an example I have from the city of Mérida, which is in the state of Yucatan in southeastern Mexico. A few years ago, in 2003, we just had two stores in the city. We decided to expand our presence in southeastern Mexico, and today we have 11 units. We probably still have room also to build another 3 or 4 units sometime in the near future. What's interesting here is that each one of our formats targets a different type of household. This lets us expand in a market and minimize cannibalization. In fact, cannibalization to date has not been an issue for Walmart Mexico. Another interesting fact is that about 70% of our logistics platform is shared, so that lets us go in with multiple formats in a very efficient way. Another interesting thing about Mexico is that 40% of our population still lives in towns of less than 50,000 inhabitants. Just 4 years ago, we started a format called Mi Bodega Aurrera. It's a format that's been very well accepted by customers in small towns. It's a format that still has a very interesting growth opportunities. You know, Mexico is also a country that has demographics in its favor for retail. Over the next 12 years, we'll see a growth of the population age 26 to 55 years old of about 8 million people. That'll bring more people with more income into the economy, and that'll help support retail growth over the next few years. We've talked about this a little bit this morning. You may have heard this, and this is the data that we have to support it. You know, 50% of the retail market measured by AC Nielsen today is in small formats. It's in mom and pops, it's in convenience stores, pharmacies, public markets. So we've only been competing in half of the market because what we call self-service channels, which is where we've been competing, are essentially hypermarkets, supermarkets, and discount stores. Small stores are naturally closer to home to our customers and therefore more convenient, especially for the lower middle and lower income customers that tend to shop by either walking to the store or using public transportation. Our new Bodega Aurrera Express format complements what we can do with our large stores because it gives an option of lower prices, convenience, and better assortment to be able to compete in this small store segment. And finally, like many other countries, Mexican consumers are suffering as a result of the current economic crisis. But as Eduardo and Rafael both mentioned, we think we have some unique things to our advantage, our balance sheet, our low-cost position, and some other factors that give us a chance to expand in this market. So we have 4 strategies to try to turn this crisis into opportunity for Walmart Mexico. First is we're adapting to the needs of our customers, because our customers' needs are changing in this current market. To start with, we asked our customers what they want, and not surprising, the first thing they want us to do is to lower prices. And when I say lower prices, I'm talking about prices relative to the rest of the market. Now, low prices are not new to Walmart, but I think low prices are more relevant than ever in the current economic situation. We're relaunching EDLP this year, and we're relaunching it focusing on three different things. One is consistency. Consistency to us means having the lowest prices in the entire country, in every single department of the store, and every single day of the year. So our low price will be consistent. The second thing is transparency. We're focusing on price points. We want to make it easy for people to compare prices, and we're inviting our customers to do the math so that they can find out for themselves who really has the lowest prices in the market. And the third thing we'll be focusing on is customer relevance. We're going to start every season, not end every season, start every season with the lowest prices on the top seasonal items. We're going to have the best prices on the best-selling regional brands. We're going to have the best prices in the categories that are most important to every single one of our store formats. And we're going to have the best prices on the best-selling items in all of our stores as well. So through consistency, transparency, and consumer relevance, and the current economic situation, we think EDLP will be more effective than ever this year in 2009. You know, low prices, like I said, are not new to us. We've been increasing our price advantage we have versus the market over the last couple of years, and low prices were surely one of the drivers of customer traffic we had in the self-service businesses last year of 6.6%. You know, it's worth mentioning our average ticket fell for two reasons. One is because we increased prices below inflation. And the second is, because of the current economic situation, consumers delay discretionary expenditures on high-ticket items like electronics and apparel. The second strategy we have to adapting to what our customers really need is much more focus in the parts of the store that we are going to be emphasizing during the year. This is our strategy of winning where it counts. We've decided we are going to win in perishables, in household care, in low-cost entertainment, in pharmacy, and in private label in general. There are some other parts of the store that we will also be emphasizing that are not here on this graph, but we feel comfortable telling you about these. One thing that's going to be interesting is that some of the 2009 win categories are typical strengths of our formats, but some of the others are going to be opportunities that we see to attack maybe categories that are typically stronger in department stores or specialty type stores that have higher prices. So there will be some surprises in the win categories we'll be emphasizing this year. We think those sorts of opportunities will help us contribute a little bit more to our average ticket in 2009. Okay, this year we're also, if we can go into the next slide, please. We're also investing in customer service, which may sound strange in a year of economic crisis, but we're doing it intentionally for two reasons. First of all, most of the market is cutting costs in the stores. That cost-cutting tends to have a negative effect on customer service, so we think it gives us an opportunity to differentiate what we're doing versus what the competition is doing. And the second reason is we have our own productivity improvement programs that I'm going to talk about in a second, and we want to make sure that our improvements in productivity are not at the cost of customer service. So that's why we're emphasizing customer service quite a bit this year in Mexico. The second strategy we have for turning 2009 into an opportunity for Walmart is to increase the cost advantage that we currently enjoy versus the rest of the market. We're going to be doing this by improving efficiencies both in cost of goods sold, operating expenses, and our logistics system. Go to the next slide. In cost of goods sold, the emphasis here really is in efficiencies that are going to help us increase initial margin and efficiencies that will help us reduce markdown. We have some new pricing systems, private label programs, some opportunistic buys that we're finding in different parts of the world, including here in Mexico, and a relaunch of EDLC. Those together will all help us be much more efficient in our initial margin. We're also going to be optimizing markdowns. We're going to continue to control inventory and reduce inventories, but we think we can do it in a much smarter way, and there's some examples here on the graph of some of the things we're doing. So we are pushing to improve our cost of goods sold. But those improvements, most if not all those improvements, will be reinvested in price. Next slide, please. You know, the second thing we're doing to improve our cost advantage is working on operating expenses, and we're doing this really on three fronts. The first is to reset unit costs on some of our largest cost items, things like media, store supplies, telecommunications. We've already been successful at renegotiating costs and rethinking about how we apply some of these sorts of expenses, and we're already starting to see savings that range from 10 to 30% on these key line items. The second operating cost initiative we have is associate productivity. Our objective is to improve associate productivity between 5 and 10% this year. We're doing that through benchmarking processes, redesign of our in-store operating procedures, and some new scheduling tools that will be online in the second semester this year. The third thing we're doing to enhance and improve costs is trying to manage the electricity costs. Rafael mentioned it. It was one of our biggest challenges in 2008 was managing electricity costs that went up significantly, putting a lot of pressure on our operating results. This year we have a number of benefits that we're already starting to see due to some retrofits we did in stores in the second half of last year. We also have our wind energy investment we have in the state of Oaxaca will be online this year. And we're also working much closer with Secretary of Energy and our energy suppliers to make sure that our new stores are up and operating, connected to the public network much faster. In the past, we were having to rent quite a few diesel plants to run those new stores, which creates a temporary cost issue for us. The third thing we're doing to increase our cost advantage is really leveraging our distribution network. We made significant investments in the capacity of our network in 2007 and 2008. This year we're focusing on productivity, both the operational productivity within DCs and transportation efficiency and improvements, and we're going to be increasing the rate of utilization of those DCs. That's when we're going to be able to maintain our service levels, but actually leverage much more existing assets in logistics during 2009. We will be investing in a new distribution center in the first semester of 2010. Our third strategy is to capture the opportunity that we're seeing in the small formats in Mexico. The first of these is Bodega Aurrera Express. Bodega Aurrera Express offers the convenience of a neighborhood store with low prices of Bodega Aurrera and an assortment which is 2 to 3 times superior of the other options that customers have in this type of store. Bodega Aurrera is also leveraging the brand name for the leading low-price brand, retail brand in Mexico. They use the store to complement their weekly or biweekly shopping trips, and it's something we're betting on quite a bit. As you can see, we plan to open 165 stores for Bodega Aurrera Express this year. The second small format investment opportunity we have is in the rural towns that I talked a little while ago. We're using both Mi Bodega Aurrera to reach the 40% of Mexican population that lives in cities of under 50,000 inhabitants. Mi Bodega Aurrera offers the top selling items that you'll find in larger stores to the small town customers, and it also offers prices that you typically only find in large cities. We're going to be expanding this business by about 30% this year. We have a video for Bodega Aurrera Express that we're not going to run right now. I'm going to ask that maybe as they visit the showroom, maybe as they run through the Bodega Aurrera section, we can run that video so they can see it then. The fourth strategy we have is to sustain profitable organic growth. In 2009, we're going to open 218 new self-service stores. That's about 80% of the Walmart Mexico expansion program. As I mentioned earlier, our logistics capacity is already in place to support that expansion this year. And our focus is going to be on new store productivity. We're doing a lot of things on new store productivity. Javier Aceta, our Vice President of Real Estate, will be talking about that in a minute, so I won't emphasize it too much. But you can see that we have opportunities to grow in all of our formats, and we will be investing in every single one of our self-service formats this year. So, you know, 2009, there are a lot of challenges out there. There's a lot of new realities that we have to adapt to, but we think, frankly, that we have the opportunity to do something different and distance ourselves a little bit more from the rest of the market this year. So, thank you very much. I'm going to leave you with Giancarlo Nucci, who's going to tell you about our specialty businesses.